Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Castrol Supercars Weekly. I'm not Aaron Noonan. Very well spotted there. I am, of course, Will Dale. The boss is having a well-earned break, so it's me that's bringing you the roundup of all the latest goings-on in supercars this week. But before I get into things, I've got to tell you about Castrol's Rego to Oil on its website, because it's there that you'll instantly know the best Castrol products to use to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search for Rego, the number 2, and oil to find out more. So we're right in the middle now of the gap between rounds 2 and 3 of the 2024 Repco Supercars Championship. A couple of weeks ago, we were enjoying the MSS Security Melbourne Super Sprint. In a few weeks' time, we'll be back in New Zealand for the inaugural ITM Taupo Super 400. But one supercar star is using this little break to go racing stateside. That's right, Cam Waters is making his long-awaited NASCAR debut this weekend at the historic Martinsville Half-Mile Speedway. He's racing in the third-tier NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, joining multiple and reigning champion team and Ford squad, naturally, Thor Sport Racing. Cam revealed his backers and his livery for the Long John Silver's 200, and if you're wondering, they are a seafood restaurant chain in the US. Cam's number 66 Ford F-150 will be running a tradie livery, so a nice little Aussie link there to his NASCAR debut. Of course, they were backers of one of the four Tickford cars last year, and although they moved on to David Reynolds' car at Team 18 for 2024, Cam is also a brand ambassador for tradie this year. And you can see the full livery over at vasleuth.com.au, and nice striking livery it is too. Now, there's also a couple of other very Aussie logos on the tray of the number 66. One is James Rosenberg Racing, and the other is Scott Taylor Motorsport. Now, both of them are long-time patrons of our sport. Been around, you think back to the amount of drivers James Rosenberg's backed into supercars. Tim Slade is the obvious one that comes to mind. Scotty Taylor, he's backed a lot of drivers over the years as well. So it's great to see them getting involved in helping Cam get over and make his NASCAR debut. And what a rapid-fire debut it's going to be as well. Practice qualifying and racing is all spread over just a few hours on Friday local time at Martinsville. Cam's going to have a 15-minute practice session and then two laps in quali, and then it's straight into the 200-lap race. So he won't have a heap of seat time, but he did spend a day in the simulator at Ford Performance, and you can check out his little video on that on v8sleuth.com.au as well. Now, the race starts at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, but at the moment we don't believe that it's going to be shown by Fox Sports or KO, who are, of course, the rights holders for all things NASCAR in Australia. But if you think back to last year, they did pick up Shane Van Gisbergen's Truck Series run at Indy Raceway Park at the last minute. So hopefully by the time you hear this, keep your eyes peeled on socials. Hopefully that will have changed and we'll be able to watch Cam in his NASCAR debut without having to find more sneaky means than that. Now, although we're still a couple of weeks away from supercars hitting the track in anger, we have had a car out on track this week. Walkinshaw Andretti United was out at Winton on Thursday with the number 2 truck assist Ford Mustang, Ryan Wood, there using up one of his rookie test days. Because remember, teams only get a handful of test days to use throughout a calendar year, but rookie drivers, they get 3 extra ones on top of that. And it's not just for their first year in the category, they also get them for their second year. So Ryan Wood will have all these extra days next year as well. Matt Payne over at Grove Racing, he used one of his rookie days last month. He's a second year driver. I believe that's Ryan's first for this year. He won't be the only one using up rookie days either out at Winton. Brad Jones Racing is going to be out there on Monday, weather permitting, with Jackson Evans for his first rookie day of 2024. That news actually broke via another show on our Motorsport Podcast Network, the Brad Jones Racing Rundown. They wheeled out their latest step earlier today on the Motorsport News podcast feed. Macaulay Jones and Brad Jones both did a very deep dive into the team's struggle for speed at Albert Park. They also talked a bit about the upcoming round at Taupo, because Mac is one of a host of drivers that jetted across the Tasman in recent days to go turn a few laps on the circuit, and it was interesting to hear his thoughts on the place. So if you haven't already, go check out that ep after you've finished listening to this one. Another thing that's in the news this week, cast your mind back to Bathurst when Cam Waters lost a wheel during the Saturday race due to a broken front spindle. Well, Supercar's technical department has wrapped up its investigation into it, and they've now recalled a specific batch of front wheel spindles from circulation, keeping in mind that it's one of the many control parts for Gen 3, and it isn't one that's manufactured by the teams themselves. They've notified all the teams. It's not with all of the teams that have that particular part from that particular batch, but they won't be in use from New Zealand onwards. Now, got a quirky one for you. The old Holden Proving Grounds at Lang Lang, they're up for sale. And the person in charge of selling it? None other than Bathurst 1000 winner Lee Holdsworth. Remember, Lee's got a day job now. He's not a full-time supercars driver. He's in commercial real estate with CBRE, one of the big guns in commercial real estate in Australia. Now, Lang Lang was sold off by General Motors when they retired the Holden brand a few years ago now. They sold it to upstart Vietnamese mark Vinfast. They actually tried to put it on the market a couple of years ago, and they're having another dip now. Sounds like something like $30 million could get you over the line, but yeah, all inquiries to Lee Holdsworth for that one. Before I go, I've got to tell you that if you're off to the Repco Bathurst 1000 this year, tickets are now on sale. Supercars actually launched ticket sales for 5 different events this week. Along with Bathurst, there you can now buy your tickets for the Sydney Super Night, the Tasmania Super Sprint, Sandown 500 and Gold Coast 500. Secure your tickets now via supercars.com or Ticketek. Right, you're up to speed with everything that's going on in supercars this week. Noons is back on Wednesday on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Castrol. And I am too, come to think of it. Earlier this year, we did an episode looking back at 1994. Well, this week, we're going to go back to the year that was 2004. Can you believe it's been 20 years ago this year? I know, right? Anyway, keep an eye out on socials. We're going to put out a call for your memories from that year. We'll talk supercars, we'll talk F1, we'll talk MotoGP, IndyCar, NASCAR. You want to talk about it? You remember it? Let us know. We'll chat about all your memories during the episode. We'll chat about a few of our own. I can't help but feel a certain Spider-Man livery might get a bit of a run. But that's just me. But for now, have a good weekend. Good luck to Cam Waters in Martinsville. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Castrol Supercars Weekly.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.